It's the Rock Show with Gully and Joe, and I'm talking to Jake from Oni. Thanks for coming on and having a chat with us again.
No worries.
So the album's coming out on November 25th, and you're on a tour at the moment. Tell us a little bit about the album for people who don't know about the band.
Put a lot of work into it. A lot of very progressive elements. It was a big task to like write and get ready, but all the hard work is done, and now we're just really excited to put it out.
So this is your debut album. Is this your project alone, or was it a collaborative effort amongst the band? And can you give us a brief history on the band as well?
It was definitely, obviously, a collaborative effort. And a lot of people outside the band worked on it as well. So a lot of our friends and peers. So yeah, it's great. And as far as the band's history is concerned, you know, we've... don't really have that much of a history, to be honest with you.
A lot of us met in university, used to play in other bands, and then we all kind of went our separate ways, and Jake recruited us to like be a part of this project, and we were really excited to work with each other after all this time. Yeah, same with all the different members of the bands.
So it's really intricate, this album as well. How does that translate to the live show? Because I know you're playing at the moment live. Do you manage to match it? Or do you play with a track? How do you manage?
It's better live.
We definitely match the technical aspects, but yeah, it's a lot more like organic sounding. There's more groove. We're playing to a click, but we're pushing and pulling with tempo every now and then. Everything, I think, sounds better live, especially the xylosynth on the album. Sometimes it gets a little bit buried, or you just think that it's a keyboard, and live you definitely see that it's a xylosynth, and you can hear the sounds like coming out.
There's
of the
a lot of visuals, yeah, live too. Like as performers, we get to like really throw down live, and obviously you don't see that on the record, so overall it's just like much better experience.
That's what I was going to ask about, the xylosynth. That it's almost as if you've got another hand attached to your arm, on the video that I've seen on your website. How does a xylosynth end up in a metal band? How does that come about? Because that's different.
He's been a friend of ours for a while, since like high school for some of us. So we've just known him a long time. And
we were all major,
it's kind of just, we didn't really go searching for him. He's just always been there. So
we were all major fans of Shred. And
he was a drummer.
John played drums in a band with no guitar player. And we went to university for classical music in Windsor, and he was playing all these beautiful marimba concertos that were full of Shred and 16th notes and all these things that we know and love. And then he'd go and buy like John Petrucci and Yngwie Malmsteen books and learn these solos note for note. And it's like, we don't know a guitar player that can play like that, but I know a xylosynth guy like right now, yeah, that could jump in on this and just shred. And he hadn't even been in a band. His xylosynth was like in his closet. He was working somewhere else. So
he was doing construction, kind of like not really thinking about music when we called him up, but he's been in several other bands before.
It's as much a joy for us as for him to see him on stage playing music again.
Yeah, it's rad.
It's certainly something different. It does make you stand out, and the videos I've been watching are pretty cool as well. That's another reason why we got in touch to have a chat with you, because it's about standing out and being different, because anyone can write a chugging riff or whatever, but if you've got something that stands out from other people, then you will get asked on the tours, and you will get the gigs.
Thank you. That was the idea. Every riff I've heard has been written. I'm always trying to come up with something completely different. Like I listen to a lot of jazz in the background, so I'll try and take a riff from like a jazz song and then make it metal and then put it at like an odd time signature, so it's completely unrecognizable from the original source. But in the end, you get something different and organic that hasn't been done before.
I guess you took your name and your artwork from like Japanese folklore. I was wondering how deep that influence went into the band.
Very deep. We have actually a song going to Japan only called Takeover. And it was written, Joe, our drummer, wrote it based off a lot of Japanese mythology. So it goes pretty deep. We've been quoted as being like a malevolent, shape-shifting demon through our music. And that's what we kind of draw from creatively, is the Oni demon from Japanese culture. So, yeah, very deeply in our lyrics. A lot of it not necessarily is about that, though, because you'd run out of lyrics pretty quick if you were just writing about the same thing over and over again. But a lot of the music and a lot of our themes are very Japanese and demonic. So, yeah, that's what we go for.
You're coming over to the UK. Tell us a little bit about that. It's the first time you come over, is it?
It's going to be awesome. We're going with WNO. And Should be really fun.
January 10th, I believe, to January 25th. Really excited to go back out with those guys. Really excited to come over to Europe and play for European fans. For crowds.
Awesome. It should be a good gig. Wrap up. It's cold already.
Yeah, we're in Detroit today, man. You don't know what cold is.
It's cold in the D.
Pick a track each that you'd like us to play on the album. By the time this goes out, the album will be out, so you can pick what you want.
The Only Cure.
Yeah, I would definitely have to pick The Science.
This asphyxiated reflection. I blow the heart out of your multiverse. How could your lies be secret? Your bones were meant to be broken.
I am the Austrian. nation, crafted from my devastation. Locked inside where light can shine, formless and this faded mind. All voices that say they've all ended, got inside a cage of bearing. Recreate what is night, I can't escape this faded mind.
Yeah, so Randy Bly makes an appearance on the album. How did that come about, and how was it to work with him?
It was awesome working with him. It came about through working with Josh, the guy that produced and mixed our record.
Okay, yeah.
About a lot. So that's how that came about. And yeah, he's just really cool dude.
Really cool guy. He just wanted to hang.
Likes to hang out with me and Chase a bunch. Teaches the ways of the dark arts, you know. It's been around.
Awesome. Would you like to pick some of the track from each of the bands that most influence you? And we can play them on the show as well.
Ooh, I would have to pick Five Magics by Megadeth.
Oh, what an awesome track. I love that track, you know. And that album itself is just a classic, hands down, one of my favorite Megadeth albums.
Me too. They don't make them like that anymore. In general, Megadeth has been doing a great job, but you know what I mean.
Okay. Megadeth put the best album out this year, I think, when it comes to the Big Four, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. You know how we feel about that, Gull.
It's the truth. And if you'd like to pick a track as well,
Tooth and Claw by Animals Leaders.
Thank you.
Iron Shore is out now. Go out and have a listen to the album. Chaps, thanks for coming on, and thanks for coming on the second time after I messed it all up. I really appreciate it.
Dude,
hey, no worries, brother.
I got to talk to you twice, man. It's a wrap. No worries.